Hi, and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. Here in episode 3, we're going to talk about filing your taxes. There are a lot of options out there. We'll help you find the one that's best for you.
Yes, welcome back. It's that magical time of year when you have to do your taxes and everyone hates doing it. Hi, we have with us Sarah today, and of course, our good friend and certified public accountant, Jordan Amon from New Jersey, is on the line. Hey, Jordan. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you? And just for the record, not everyone hates doing their tax return.
Only me. So, Sarah, you're going to tell us a little bit about what was different last year versus other years for you for doing your taxes.
Well, last year was the first year I did my taxes on my own. I went to an online service and I plugged in all the numbers. And I also had to pay taxes last year, which wasn't fun.
All right. So. All right, we'll back up for a second. You, in the past, you had told me before that you had had, as part of your family, your folks had helped you with doing your taxes. And tell me, what was that like?
Well, I was always in the age bracket where my parents claimed me as a dependent on their tax returns so they could do mine, and it was done through their CPA, and I always got a nice little refund and everything, you know, all the numbers were done and I didn't have to worry about it. And last year I got all the papers and had to do it myself.
And what was it like when you had to get all the papers? I mean, did you know which ones you were even looking for? I mean, I know when I first started doing it, I had no idea. I almost threw away my W-2 the first year I had to do it.
Well, I knew to look for my W-2. I knew that was probably the most important one that I had to actually worry about. But the others were just, you know, from stocks and savings accounts and interest earned and IRAs and whatever it was. And I just had to put it all together. And I ended up paying the government more than I really would have liked to.
You said you would use like some kind of online service, or was it a piece of software? What was it?
I used an online service, went to a website, and did it. And it took me, you know, 20 minutes, and I was done. And $50 later, that was it. And
what would hold you back from going to see somebody else to do it?
It's expensive to go have someone actually do your taxes. And I understand that there is a benefit, because clearly last year was the first year I actually had to, you know, pay more than, and I didn't get a refund. And that definitely says something and sticks out in my mind. Like, well, maybe if I did go to a CPA and I invested the money to go have my taxes done by a professional, I'd get a refund.
I gotta say, it drives me crazy that the tax code, or the way the tax system is set up, and I know, Jordan, you're gonna disagree because you're a tax guy, but it is so hard to follow the instructions on filling out your taxes. Whether it's a Schedule K through G, you've got all these different alphabet soup of forms that need to be filled out, and every time you think you got it right, you have something missing. Jordan, you want to talk a little bit about that? I mean, why is the tax code so difficult, and why is it that even, you know, it doesn't matter how smart you are, this can seem so daunting?
I don't know if I'm qualified to answer why it's so difficult, but but I can tell you that it is sort of cumbersome if it's not something you're accustomed to doing. Most people, like Sarah, you know, she did this for the first time on her own online, and it's something you do once a year. CPAs and tax preparers, it's something that we do all year round and that we do all the time. We're very comfortable with the language and with the forms and with the information needed to prepare that. And I think that the fear of it and the scare of it is sometimes worse than actually doing it. You know, there are many circumstances when it makes sense for people to prepare their tax returns themselves. If it's a fairly simple return and you have the time and energy to invest in reading the instructions and making sure you do it properly, then more power to you. I think a lot of times people are scared of spending, you know, whatever it may be, a couple to a few hundred dollars, maybe even more, depending on how complicated your return is. And by the time they give up two Sundays and, you know, cost themselves possibly money in missed deductions and things like that, it maybe doesn't work out to be so beneficial.
That's definitely me. I literally spent most of this Sunday looking for all the various pieces of paper that I was going to need. I had the W-2, which was good. My company was very good. They got me that before the 31st. But I knew that there were at least two or three other things, because my wife has her own independent business, and so we have to do itemized deductions for her, but not for me. So I know I have to get this whole list of things that we've purchased for her business, whether it was a new hard drive for the computer to store all her files on, or bills for the phone for her for the business, and that sort of thing. So I know just that whole process was so uncomfortable that I don't even want to have to deal with it. I'm so happy with my guy who takes care of all my paperwork for me.
Well, you hit on two interesting things there. The first is that you had to spend a Sunday, you know, gathering all your papers. You know, because we file our tax return once a year, it doesn't necessarily make it an annual process. It's important to keep good records during the year when you get documents. You know, the first of every year, I set up a file for the next year's taxes, and documents that come in that may impact it or I'm not sure, they get marked and they get filed in there, and this way I know where they are next year when I go to do that. It's a good practice to get in the habit of as you file all your other important paperwork.
So you're saying I'm sloppy and lazy because I don't keep my paperwork together?
I'm saying that maybe you should put a folder together a little earlier than wait till Super Bowl Sunday.
You're gonna run for office someday? That was a very good answer.
And the second point is, you mentioned about your wife having an independent business. You know, people, depending on what your profession is and how much time it requires, it may just be a better use of your time to spend it at what earns money for you, rather than try and do something that's out of your, you know, comfort zone and your area of expertise. So it really comes down to your individual situation and your comfort with reading it and navigating it, and and being comfortable that you prepared it, you know, properly. Sarah has this little voice in her head telling her that, you know, she's got this little voice of doubt that maybe she didn't do it as properly or correctly as she could have.
And why is that? Because you think because you had to pay money, that's why you feel like there's some doubt?
Yes, and I didn't know it wasn't just, you know, $10, $15, $50 that I owed. I owed a lot of money to the government. And, I mean, I have the max taken out of my paycheck, you know, every pay cycle for taxes. And I had to pay almost between city and state, I had to pay about $600 last year in taxes.
Yeah.
In addition to what I already paid. And, I mean, we were talking about it before. I'm not in that salary bracket where I just should be owing the government tons and tons and tons of money. So I'm assuming I did something wrong or someone else could have done it better.
Hey, thanks for checking out episode 3 of the Feed the Pig podcast. Check out episode 4, where we're going to be talking about the conflict between paying down debt versus saving for the future. And if you're looking for more information on ways to save, check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. And do you have a question that you want us to talk about? Email it to us. Come on, email us at feedthepig@gmail.com. Or even better, leave us a voicemail on the Feed the Pig line, which is 206-600-4655. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Polizziner, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or feedthepig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and feedthepig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and feedthepig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.